The Maenads are first mentioned in works by the Greek epic poet Homer. Above all, though, Greek dramatist Euripides coined the image of Maenads falling into an ecstatic frenzy in their worship of Dionysus. Euripides also refers to them as Bacchants. Listen to an extract from his play, The Bacchae.
Παν δε ζυν ε Bacchiros, καί τέρς ούδεν δέν, ακίνε τόν δρομό.
The whole mountain and its wild creatures were possessed by the god, and their motion made all things move. Now we took to our heels and escaped being torn apart by the Bacchants, but they, with weaponless hands, attacked the cattle grazing on the grass. One of them you might have seen using her hands to wrench asunder a young heifer with swollen udders. How the creature bellowed! Others were rending and tearing apart full-grown cows. You might have seen ribs or cloven hooves flung everywhere, and blood-stained pieces hung dripping from the pine branches. Bulls that had been proud creatures before, with anger rising in their horns, were wrestled to the ground, dragged down by the countless hands of young women. They were stripped of the flesh they wore faster than you could have closed those royal eyes of yours.